Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
I was at this Heroes thing last night because, as you know, it is my favourite show.
Yeah.
And someone I'd not seen for about 5 years was there.
Right.
And right, obviously we had a bit of a catch up. And then I went to put her new number, which she's got, in my phone because I didn't have it.
Mm.
And because I'm like so popular, my phone wouldn't let me put any new numbers in. It was full.
Wow.
I know. I didn't realise that happened, but it does. So I deleted one person that I didn't really want to have anything to do with anymore.
Right.
To make way for her number to be put in. And then, on the way home, got a little bit of a taste for it. Obviously, the wine was on at this point. But in the car, on the way home, I went through my whole phone book and deleted loads of people. And it's brilliant.
Do you feel better about yourself, man?
Yeah, really good. You should try it. People I never speak to ever, or I don't want to speak to anymore. It's really good. I must have deleted like 20 or more numbers. You
really?
Should try it.
20?
Yeah.
Blimey.
People I just don't want to know anymore. So if you know me...
It's very cold-hearted of me.
Well, yeah, you've got to be, ain't you? If you know me and you text me sometime and it doesn't come up with a name, just your number, I probably won't reply because I won't know who you are. And if I don't reply, sorry, you were part of the Spring Clean. No offence.
National. Radio 1.
Now, we were talking about this yesterday. Miss South Carolina in the beauty pageant who was asked this question.
A fifth of Americans can't locate the US on a world map. Why do you think this is?
And then her answer.
I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. Or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries. So we will be able to build up our future for our children.
Thank you very much, South Carolina.
Right. Well, she's been on a morning show this week to kind of defend herself. Because she says, well, I'll let her speak for herself, but she's saying that she couldn't hear some of the question, and that's why.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You get so nervous about this, but let me tell you something. You have no idea what this man says on a regular basis on this live program. That's nothing.
Can we also...
Yeah.
That's the first time you've seen that, isn't it?
Yes, actually, that is the first time I have seen that, and I'm nervous just sitting here right now left. National television again.
I know.
Yeah. She says, first time she's seen it, she watched it. They made her watch it back.
That was nice of them.
Yeah.
It was just one of those moments when you were asked this question. I'm sure everything came at you at once.
Yes, everything did come at me at once. I was overwhelmed and I made a mistake. Everybody makes a mistake. I'm human.
Yeah, she's human.
Yeah.
I was overwhelmed and I made a mistake. Everybody makes a mistake. I'm human.
And here's her excuse.
At what point, Caitlin, during the answer, did you start to think to yourself, is this making any sense?
Right when that question was asked to me, I was in complete shock. And I was just overwhelmed. But I seriously think I only heard about one or two words of the actual question itself.
Right.
Mm.
Okay, and more excuses.
I drew a blank, I misunderstood, I made a mistake.
Oh.
And then they ask her to re-answer the question.
The question is, recent polls have shown that a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is, Caitlin?
Now, if this was you, would you have rehearsed an answer?
Yeah.
Okay, here's her new answer.
I don't know anyone else who doesn't, and if the statistics are correct, I believe that there should be more emphasis on geography in our education so people will learn how to read maps better.
Yay! I've got to tell you,
that's a much better answer, Caitlin.
Radio
1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
All right, all the lads in the studio are now checking out the Miss South Carolina.
I think
she's very, very attractive.
She is.
She?
I think we should forgive her mistake.
Yeah,
and,
I do.
And
yeah.
Say she looks like a very nice girl, genuine girl, and she should be given another chance in whatever competition she was entering.
When we were looking at pictures of her then, how did we get on to looking at pictures of Samantha Janus?
I don't know. The one that doesn't speak brought it up.
Right.
So, and said... Did you fancy her? And I said, no, not really.
Ten years ago,
in Game On, very nice.
I think it polarises people. I think it's either a kind of really yes or really no.
Do you know
the new Peggy in EastEnders?
Yeah, right. And she has a sister with her who's a bit rough. Do you know the one
is
who...
Is it Samantha Janus or Samantha Janus?
A Janus, I
right,
think. Do you know the one who really gets me going in EastEnders?
Yeah, go on.
Just got on their website. Heather Trott.
Sorry.
I knew you wouldn't have seen her before.
Sorry, Cheryl Ferguson. What? Who does she play, please? Anyone know?
Yeah, Heather Trott.
Oh, Heather Trott, right. You shouldn't have shown me that. That's terrible. I'm sorry, Cheryl, if you're listening. Wanda Years is coming on in about 10 minutes on Radio 1. Stop it. Turn it off. It's the big... it's the Big Brother final tonight. You're looking forward to it?
I don't
care. Don't care, do you?
I haven't seen one episode.
I think a lot of people don't really care as much this year. We think it's going to be between the twins and Brian. Stop. Show me that picture, please.
Sorry.
Between Brian and the twins. Now, this morning, for some reason, Shabnam, do you remember her?
No.
I think she was the first person to be evicted. Shabnam was at Radio 1 doing something for Newsbeat.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And she came in, and there were loads of paparazzi outside. She obviously thought they were for her. So she was like, oh, hi! Posing away. And then one of the photographers goes, no, love, we're for the Heroes cast. Isn't that brilliant? Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.